Welcome to the Big Hot Show, Episode 2. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me this week, we've got...
Ken, I guess?
And Matt, I don't guess. I know my name.
Ken doesn't know his name very well.
I'm not sure what my name is.
It's our second episode, guys. I'm shocked that we didn't just delete the first and never speak to each other again.
I'm shocked.
We actually did delete the first, but we spoke to each other again.
All right. There's no first episode.
Yeah, anyway, so what are we talking about this week, guys? What's going on?
I've been sweating a bit over this weekend, and not just because I have like a problem.
I'm just always sweating.
No, the temperature's rising. I think we're getting closer to summer.
Summertime is getting here.
Summertime.
Dude, okay, can we talk about, just for a second, what is daylight savings time? Does anyone know how that works?
Somebody decides that we need to save a little bit of daylight, so they put it away in the bank.
What are we saving it for?
Night terrors. I don't know.
What terror?
What does anybody know the actual, because you know, you hear
no
stories.
That sucks. Like if I was having a night terror and then suddenly it was daylight out, I'd be even worse.
It's like daylight,
oh my god, it's 3 a.m but it's bright day outside. Oh Jesus,
was it a little out there?
I know, you gotta look. I'm trying to get you guys to watch your volume levels.
I'm
good
watching,
Lord.
I'm watching, sorry,
I can't see the volume levels.
Character. but I've always heard that it's like farmers. Like, oh, farmers need to wake
it was
up or
farmers.
something.
What it was, farmers are too fucking lazy and they're scum and they're terrible people. And
wow, a lot of anti-farmer sentiment.
No, Ken. No. Can you explain to me why you hate farmers?
I'm just kidding. I don't really hate farmers.
Oh,
I'm just
rolling nice over. Backpedal.
And
you know,
farmers,
we all
farmers,
hate farmers.
In order to like wake up, because like crops need like daylight. You need daylight and shit. There's no like floodlights out in the middle of the field.
Oh, we're just talking about the numeric thing. I don't care. It's just a numeric thing. Farmers can get up whenever. Why do we have daylight savings time? It seems like a holdover from
the
Hong Dynasty.
Okay, if the market opens at, I don't know, noon or
stock
whatever.
Market.
Are we talking about the stock market or like you go to
the
egg
farmer's market?
The
farmer's market.
The farmer's market is like every Thursday at 9 a.m.
I don't think it's the same kind of farmers. But if it starts at 9
a.m.,
the farmers are have to get up earlier to make up for when the sun comes up and later when it comes up later. Like, they don't have
the same
amount of time.
It's the same amount of work. I don't see why everyone in the world, or at least in the United States, should have to change their schedules to someone else's convenience. We just have one time forever.
Now it is completely stupid and pointless because I think most countries don't even have daylight savings time.
Do they?
There's some that do and some that don't.
We literally know no facts.
I think it's like the same ratio.
I don't think people are listening to this for facts.
I think it's the same ratio of countries that use the imperial system, you know, feet and yards and stuff, and the same ratio of countries that just hate anything other than white
people.
That's
true. Why haven't we gone to the empirical? Isn't that what it's called? The base 10 or whatever?
No, that's metric.
I have a bigger question. Who came up with the word yard?
Bob Hope. I don't know. Okay, but it's summertime. The sun's out longer for some reason. We don't know why.
Yeah,
I think I know why.
What do you guys do? You guys ever get the thing? Okay, I'm not saying I have seasonal depression or whatever, but I can certainly see the point of like, doesn't it suck when it gets dark early?
Oh yeah, of course it does. I mean, because then I can't harvest my crops in time.
It's not Harvest Moon or Farmville.
I don't like the sunlight. So I like when it's dark out.
Wait a minute, Farmville doesn't even have day-night passing, does it?
I'm not really sure. Farmville keeps going when you're asleep. Farmville demands your constant attention.
Well, I guess what I'm getting at is I like having the extra sunlight. How come we don't have that year-round?
Because the Earth has an elliptical orbit?
Yeah.
Well, make it work, science. I don't know. Look, all right, fine. We're going to make it work.
You're answering like Wikipedia-level you're asking Wikipedia-level questions here. These aren't, you know...
Well, you've yet to prove me an answer. Oh,
I think I just did.
All right. What do you guys like about summertime?
Oh, you know what I love about summertime? The ice cream trucks.
I was just going to say that.
Oh, I love the ice cream trucks.
Why? God, why?
What do you mean, why? You have ice cream delivered to your feet.
The guy, is that how it works?
the guy picks up.
I don't know about you, but he hands it to me. I don't know what you're saying to him.
I actually have to pay for mine before. Yeah.
He does that.
Ice cream.
Wait, hold on. You guys pay money? I just go in the back of the truck and it's just like, don't even look.
You just go in the back of the truck and go, until the guy throws
ice cream
at your
feet. Oh my God, please, just get out of my truck.
I'm making money. Take it, just take it, get out.
You're melting all the ice cream with your sweat.
Now, not to get all crude, but I don't like the ice cream truck because the only time I ever hear the ice cream truck, and this is no shit, only time I hear the ice cream truck is when I'm trying to have sex with my girlfriend.
Wow.
And you can't believe...
At approximately 3:30 p.m. every
no,
day.
No, where me and my girlfriend have sex. Where we have sex, which is a dumpster.
A dumpster behind the middle school.
For some reason, around like 8 o'clock, the ice cream trucks comes by.
8 a.m.?
No, God, you think I wake up that early?
That's true. You're never on time.
But like around 8 p.m., and ice cream truck comes by, and it's hard not to make jokes when you've got diddly 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 diddly. And one time it parked literally right outside. And
did you guys get ice cream?
Well, you try and force through it, right? Because you're trying to be like, oh, it's fine. No, just ignore it. But the fantasy is, after like 60 seconds of that, the fantasy is ruined.
I kind of have like a similar situation going on, except instead of an ice cream truck, I have a bar up front. So I just have like these drunken people shouting things right in the middle of intercourse. So that seems like that's
worse. Because you're having sex and it goes, put Darren on the phone. Put him on the fucking phone.
Yeah, you know, I live in Queens. Yeah,
Ken doesn't live in the South. Ken doesn't live in Alabama.
That used to be what was outside of my door.
Yeah, but I saw the bar that Ken lives by, and it was
awful.
It was an awful bar.
It's an awful looking bar.
What's wrong with it?
It's just a terrible bar. Like their big draw is that their PBR is $2, and they
say that with a Southern accent. But continue.
They play beer pong.
I really don't like places that play beer pong. No. I don't have a problem with beer pong, but once you become the beer pong playing place,
then you got a problem.
You've got 22-year-old frat dudes.
I don't know what it's like around the rest of the country, but here in New York City, all the places that have beer pong are the worst places.
They are the worst places.
All the bars that have beer pong are just the worst places to be at all times.
I went to a party last weekend where somebody was playing beer pong.
I'm not talking about a party, but I'm talking about bars.
But have you ever gone to beer pong and then they play with water in the cups?
Yes.
Yeah, and then you
that's
just,
so stupid.
Point? You're supposed to get drunker as you play, and therefore,
well, no, I mean you're supposed to drink whatever's in the cup. Yeah. And it's supposed to just be more clean. But if I'm playing beer pong, I'm not looking out for my health.
That's what I said. I was like, well, the alcohol just sterilizes everything.
Not in beer.
No,
not enough alcohol.
Do you know? Have you heard of science? I don't think that's how that works.
I'm pretty sure actually beer has like so little alcohol in it, the yeast that makes it bubbly lives.
Huh.
Yeah.
I always thought it was just soda.
You know what I like about the summer, though, is the pool.
Like which one, public or private? Because there's a big difference between those two pools.
Okay, well, I'm from the South, and maybe you fancy Northerners have private
pools.
You
didn't have a pool. You just had a watering hole.
We just had Uncle Jeb who sprayed us with water. Yeah.
You
went down to the old quarry.
You just had like runoff from the pig farm.
Pig farm.
They swim good too. Come on, man.
But you said pink farm.
In the pink farm.
Like, yeah, well, I don't know. I guess when I was in college, it was mostly like apartment complexes that you'd go to get wasted at.
I mean, you go there. But I mean, if you lived in the suburbs, like people would have their own pools in the backyard versus the public pools where you go there and swim in piss water. I mean, my private pools were always piss water. So
yeah, I don't know. You're in a pool. Who's like, it's like I'm bathing. I mean, all pools are kind of inherently dirty.
It is, yeah. I mean, it is one giant filthy bathing pot.
Now, do you guys like the above ground pools or the in-ground pools?
You know what? I prefer the in-ground pools. I like them a lot better because they make you feel like, it makes you feel like you could fall in at any time and just drown.
That's true. Your children are in danger. They are.
It's pretty much just like Darwinism in your backyard.
Yeah, they ensure that any unsupervised three-year-old will, you know.
I was reading, not to get all dark, but I was reading that book, Freakonomics. Has anybody read that?
I've heard of it.
It's terrible. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, it's terrible. Oh, look at Ken over there drinking his spatin. Oh, it's terrible.
It's spatin, you dumb fuck.
We can't say hard A's if you're from the South. But my point, they had this article where it was, I forget what it was comparing it to, but it was like more children die from falling into pools than I can't remember
child
what it was.
Abductors or something,
right? Like child, and like everyone's so concerned about child abductors and all these things that would never happen and then they never think, oh hey, maybe I shouldn't install a pool in my backyard.
Yeah, I think that book touches a lot of interesting topics, but the thing is, the guy who wrote it just loves comparing statistics that may be completely irrelevant, but he says that they're like totally related, and he's just,
I don't know, how do you prove relevance in statistics? Let me ask you a statistics question.
Finding a defining cause and connection between the two rather than just comparing numbers that go up or go down at the same time.
I think it's a good book. I don't know why I'm arguing for a book about economics right now.
Did you read it?
I know why Blake read a book.
I know, right? I feel like I should be like, where's the Coors Light? This is not what I normally argue.
If you actually read the book or you used it to prop up the corner of your couch.
Yeah, man, Freakonomics did a good job holding up.
Did you finish the Bible?
One of the legs broke off when we're fucking under the ice cream truck.
Under the ice cream.
I don't know.
Maybe we should move somewhere else.
This is really uncomfortable.
When you guys were kids, did you go to the pool a lot or not so much? Pools?
I was forced to do swimming lessons. I don't know about you guys.
I did swimming lessons.
Yeah. Too, I was forced to do it.
I did it for Boy Scouts and they made me like jump in with my clothes on, which was really stupid.
Yeah. Put on all that.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Because like a lot of parents say like, oh, the best way to teach a kid is just throw them in. Yeah. Right.
They were just like, here you go. Jump in. And they push me.
Oh, can't up. I feel like I'm making all this shit up, but it can't like babies up to a certain age, swim in water or something.
You throw a baby in and it just starts doing the backstroke and they beat, what's his name? Michael Phelps?
A baby beat Michael Phelps? Don't you dare say that.
What's the guy? Wait, is Michael Phelps the racist preacher guy who holds up like signs that like says like God
hates? That's the other Phelps guy.
Fred Phelps.
But Ken, Michael Phelps? You just gave me the best idea.
What?
Baby Olympics.
And it's just,
oh my God.
Just imagine little cute pole vaulters.
Skewer each other with their javelins. Oh, it's going to be a great time.
Just start chewing on the end.
You're thinking of Michael Phelps. That's who you're thinking of.
Yeah, Michael Phelps. Yeah, I'm pretty sure a baby beat Michael Phelps.
No, that's what you just said makes no sense.
No, but the thing is,
you're saying a grown man with limbs 10 times the size of an infant beat Michael Phelps.
It happened, but the thing is, like, it can only do it once because, like, you age and like the skill disappears so fast.
I feel like you're reading this out of like fortune cookies. You're like, you're getting your news stories out of the Chinese place down the street.
I do get my news stories from the Chinese place.
That'd be great cool. If that's how news was delivered through cookies.
That's like Twitter. You've only got so many characters.
Crashing.
I guess when I was a kid, oh man, I went to a pool that had one of the slides. It was little small slides.
The slides are cool, yeah.
But slides are cool if you liked having people fall on your head.
Yeah.
You know what? I actually did like people falling on my head.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah. Was that your first sexual experience?
That's how I met my current girlfriend.
And we've been together for 16 years.
There's a girl on my head?
It's like Half-Life 2 head crab. What?
Now, what about the diving boards? Did you guys ever go off the really tall one, or did you stick to the little one?
I've only had dumped each other.
that's why no one invited you over. You're taking dumps in their pool.
I think I've only jumped off the diving board maybe once or twice.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, loser.
I know.
I love doing cannonballs.
Yeah.
I dived off the diving board once and almost drowned because I was a kid and I didn't have my little floaty thing and I had to get like saved by the lifeguard on duty. Which is the most embarrassing thing a 6-year-old can ever endure. I thought my life was over.
I remember my lifeguard from swimming lessons when I was like, I must have been kindergarten, first grade, preschool, somewhere around that age, you know, that nebulous age where you're not really sure what happened or who your mother is.
And so 26.
Yeah, 26. And I remember the name of my lifeguard. Her name was Carrie, and I had this huge crush on her.
Oh, my God. I can just see it in my head.
I that's really all I remember.
Did you give her like a little like a Valentine? I choo-choo tease you or
anything? No, it was just like one of those things is like, and it's just like, I got like really quiet.
Isn't that weird?
Did you just like pretend to like drown so she would come in?
I was like 5 or 6. I was probably drowning for real. I didn't have to pretend.
Isn't that weird that when you're a kid, you do have like these little romances?
You do, because you go through that weird age where you're like you're kind of like secretly like girls. And then there's the long age where you think girls are gross, you know, from like 5 to
26,
26, 27. Yeah.
Still think they're pretty gross.
Yeah.
And 35.
And then you finally hit puberty at 47 and you start being attracted to girls again.
You know, that's interesting you say that, because I remember when I was in like first and second grade, because not that I'm a huge guy now, but I used to be really skinny as a kid, like super skinny. And I have these dimples too, which
nipples makes or dimples
either. But girls would always tell me, oh, Blake, you're so cute. And I remember in first grade, like girls would try and kiss on me and I'd be like, oh, get out of here. Right. Because that's gross. Right.
Yeah, it is gross.
And like now it's like, why didn't you have that in middle school when you could have fucked those girls, Blake? Damn it.
You're fucking girls in middle school.
I wish, but no. But imagine if I had.
I don't think OK, maybe. Maybe it, like,
it, you know, ice cream truck, man. We all know what that's like.
This guy knows what I'm talking about.
But you know what I mean? We're like, you know, did you guys ever have that experience of being like cute or adored by girls when you were in grade
school? I was a huge fucking nerd.
There was like a period when I was like really little, because I was like really skinny when I was really little.
I saw the Boy Scouts picture.
No, you didn't.
Oh?
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, you did?
If you search your full name in Google, it comes up.
Whoa.
I'm not going to say it.
I'm not going to say it.
Okay, no, that was...
His last name, Assface.
Yeah, if you search Matt Assface.
it's three S's. But, no, I used to be really skinny, and then I had a heart operation when I was little. Yeah. And then, because I used to eat, like, a lot.
Really? And what kind of heart operation did you have?
I don't remember what it was.
You didn't have a heart, so...
Yeah,
I didn't have a heart. It's all one from a hobo.
Hold on.
They did a movie about me. I was called Wizard of Oz. No, but I had a hole in my heart and they patched it up. But I used to eat.
I got one of those. A heart murmur, right?
But it was like really hardcore.
Oh, mine was like mine's super.
It was more than a murmur. Yeah. It was at least like a hush.
It was a heart dubstep.
Yeah. The doctors were sitting there waiting for the drop. And blood pressure.
Blah 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 blah. Oh, yeah. Fucking sick, man. Let's just leave him.
Yeah, all the nurses were just like bobbing their heads. Like, but so I used to eat a lot, and then after my heart operation, I still ate a lot, but I wasn't.
My heart
was needing all the calories, I guess, and then
that's so weird.
Getting bigger. Yes.
No.
You're attributing this to your heart thing. It seems like I don't know. People just hit adolescence, their bodies change.
No,
so much.
Just like look at me pictures of me before my heart operation and after my heart operation.
Mm.
I've never seen a picture of you before. 3 minutes ago.
I've never seen a picture because I think they steal souls.
I have the best picture of me. I used to be very embarrassed of it.
Oh, I've seen those pictures.
Wait, which one? No, not that one.
I've seen those two pictures.
Oh my God, this is getting weird, guys. Right. Look, if you guys want to have your own show.
Can I see way more pictures of me than I have?
I Google your name all the time.
Ken's just looking at pictures of me. This is weird.
I feel like the listeners might want to know what you look like, guys. I mean, I could put links.
No. Next time I go back to my mom's house, I'll find this picture. But I have a picture of me when I was in gymnastics class. With big,
oh, that's big. That'll queer young boy up real bad.
Were you doing like the cartwheels and shit and like the what's the thing called that they like jump up and like flip over the
somersaults
dubstep?
No, it's a physical object. It's not like a
with the bars.
No, it's like a
hurdle.
No, it's like called like a horse or something like
yeah,
that.
The high horse.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Wow. How old were you when you did that?
I was in kindergarten, first grade.
Wow, that's a little weird, right?
Was it actually like gymnastics, or was it just like pathetic 5-year-old gymnastics?
It was pathetic 5-year-old gymnastics.
Like, yeah, that's like anything, like 5-year-olds are in karate. It's like, oh,
I used to be able to do like the rolls and,
Isn't it
now
weird?
I just have rolls.
Do you ever just think about this? And I always think this is weird when I see, in sort of the same vein, I know this is a little different, but when you see kids like less than 5 years old with really long, shaggy hair. Because to me, the default hair length is short for boys, right? Yeah. And it's weird to think like, oh, I forget that your parents impart so much of your personality onto you without you asking.
Yeah, that's true.
Like your parents put you in gymnastics and just your life was ruined forever.
I don't think it was ruined forever.
Look at you now.
Yeah.
Okay. But you know what I mean? It's weird to think about, oh, my parents defined who I am, even though I had no say in it at the time.
That's pretty much true.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. This is exactly what happens between ages 0 through...
Right, because like I see these kids with long hair, and it's like, are you trying to make your kid a hippie at age 4? You're trying to make him understand.
Do I look like a hippie?
The Pink Floyd album.
Do I look like a hippie? First of all, I hate Pink Floyd. So,
then you're just a hipster hipsy.
A hipster. A hipsy hopper. You're just making shit up now.
But you see what I'm saying? It's weird to think about how much a role your parents play in your upbringing.
What were your parents like, Blake? Because looking at you, ooh.
Were your parents like a drunk farmer and just the sound of a pig squealing?
No, it was just a pig squealing. A good woman stays quiet. That's what my father always says. No, but like my parents put me in athletics and stuff when I was a kid, and clearly that shit never took, because here I am playing video games and doing podcasts on the internet. Great job, mom and dad.
Did you guys play sports when you were a kid? Like, Ken, I don't see you as
a sports player. I did. Guy. I played t-ball and then eventually baseball. And I remember once during t-ball, I swung and I missed the t-ball. I know, that's fucking ridiculous enough. I swung and missed the t-ball. And then I hit it like on the backswing. And then I started running around the bases backwards because I thought that's what you had. And the coach was just I remember the coach was just cracking up so hard, and it was great.
I feel like this should be a new rule for professional baseball. If somehow you can hit it backwards,
you run the bases.
You run backwards.
I didn't know what to do, so I just ran. And then when I played Little League Baseball, it was just, I just got stuck out in left field. So I was just terrible.
Hey, that's a position I played too. When I played
baseball.
I don't think you played baseball.
No, I played like, I think I played soccer, baseball, and basketball when I was a kid. And I know I got in basketball, I got most improved, which I now know. I now know what that means. Yeah. But it's sort of the same thing where it's like, you know, you suck as a kid. Yeah, right?
You really do suck as a kid. I mean, there's no point in encouraging.
Some kids don't, but
there's no point encouraging children to be athletic at all.
Just I don't know. Don't.
Well, it's tell like, it's like if they want to do it, let them do it. But if they don't want to do it, don't force them.
No kid is going to want to play sports now.
Right.
I don't think that's true.
Nobody wants to play sports when you have Skrillex and Farmville.
No point. That's true. Maybe
damn straight.
Like really.
Well, when I was a kid, my mom put me in piano classes, and I played piano, and I played it for about 2 years, but I hated it because I was fucking 8 or 9 or 10 or something, and who wants to fucking play piano for an hour a day? And so every time I'm like, oh, man, I really, because sometimes I'll say it to someone, I'm like, man, I wish I could play piano. And
exactly.
Then she'll always be like, well, you know, Blake, had you just stuck with it.
I was fucking
8. Are you kidding me? You're trying to tell an 8-year-old to play piano for an hour a day? I should have been learning how to bang girls at that age. I didn't until...
Maybe like if 20, your uncle taught
25.
You or that's the only way that would happen at the age of 8. Your creepy uncle coming over. Let me show you a thing or two, Blake.
He holds up a metal sign that says girls and you bang on it with a mallet.
and then cut to high school. Make it out. Hold on, baby. Let me get ready. Doom, doom, doom.
This whole ritual is some pagan thing.
All right, so get back about we're talking about summertime. How do we get?
Okay, What did you prefer? Going to the swimming pool or going to the beach?
Oh, I love going to the beach.
Yeah, the beach was a lot more fun.
You guys both live somewhat close to the beach.
I didn't. I live close to the beach, but I live close to the Great Lakes. So, like, if you can call
same shit though.
Not really. It's cold.
But they look.
It's
there is a beach on the Great Lakes.
There's a beach on the Great Lakes. It's full of filth and like terrible things, and it's absolutely disgusting. Because the ocean dilutes things more. The Lake Erie.
Oh, tell me more, oceanographer Ken.
Well, the ocean is big.
The jet stream and submarines and whales.
Clearly, Jimmy Wales, you haven't been to the Jersey Shore because don't think the ocean water there dilutes anything.
That's true. I know. I've never been to the Jersey Shore.
It's more syringes than water.
Yeah, I definitely went to the pool more as a kid just because it was like 4 hours to get to the ocean.
Well, it was like an hour, 50 minutes to get to the ocean for me. But I went to the pool because it was 2 minutes to go to my neighbor's backyard and go in their pool.
Yeah. And I guess you guys are both kind of suburban, or at least comparatively to like New York now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very suburban.
And so.
A suburban hellhole.
And in the South, I guess you could call it the suburbs. Like anybody who's got a large enough mud pit in their backyard, that's the suburbs.
And that's our in-ground pool. Above ground is just a mud pit on stilts.
The jacuzzi is just mud inside the house.
Anyway, Kim, let's see. What else are we talking about? You got something for us? I'm done talking about summertime.
Yeah, well, remember over the summertime, school's out. We have a lot more free time. Summer birthday parties. Those were pretty cool, especially if they had them at a laser tag place or bowling alley.
Oh my God, laser tag when you were a kid is fucking mind blowing.
No,
I take it back. It's still goddamn mind blowing.
Number one, how does the government not have this technology? Number two, why is it not fatal? That's what I'm wondering, because, if anything I learned from movies is that lasers are fatal.
I remember I had an aunt and uncle who lived in Nashville, and I would go up to Nashville, and they had one laser tag place, and it was like, oh my God, one day when I grow up, I'm going to live in Nashville and go to laser tag every day.
Laser tag was a shit. When I was growing up, I had Lasertron. It had three separate laser tag arenas, including one that had multi-levels, like a catwalk up top where you can shoot down on people. They had bumper car Lasertron, which was like you shoot lasers from bumper cars. I don't know how that was fun at all.
That's way cooler than anything we had.
I just had Tron on laser disc.
And you just threw the disc.
I just threw it. And then my parents would get really angry.
And we also had this one thing. I don't know why. There was no lasers involved, so I don't know what it was doing at Lasertron. But it was pretty much just basketball with electric wheelchairs. I don't know. I don't know what they were thinking with that one.
What did you? Could you stand up, or was that illegal?
It was like this weird, like half standing, half sitting electric wheelchair, and you had to like you could. Like,
so it was training you for the Rascal Gang later in life.
It was training us for the Rascal Gang.
Oh man, no one emailed us last week about New York Rascal Gang Unite.
Oh, I am disappointed.
That's because you know they can't do that. You know, if there is a Rascal Gang, they're too cool.
Yeah, they don't have the internet.
Yeah, they don't have the internet. They're in the Grand Canyon. There's no reception there.
You damn. Hover around.
Whatever.
Not rascals.
Oh, you could go to the Grand Canyon in a rascal or no, hover around. Yes, you can.
If you look at the Grand Canyon.
Okay, you buy a hover around and I buy a rascal and let's go to the Grand Canyon and I will prove you wrong.
It'll be myth busted.
Yeah.
I hate summer. Do we have anything else to say about summertime?
Oh, I hate summer.
Summer's a terrible, terrible time.
I do like summer. I'm kidding.
No, you love summer when you're a kid. You hate it when you're an adult because number one, you don't get work off. Number two, true. it's just like work with hotness. It's just hot work.
You know, I hate all seasons. In the winter, it's too cold. And in the summer, it's too hot.
So you like fall and spring?
Yeah, but there's only like 1 week where it's like of each where it's like the perfect temperature.
Yeah, that's true.
You guys know what I used to do back in the day all the time in the summer? Before I learned how to do that, I would play video games constantly.
Oh God, yes. Oh, yeah,
one of which was Diablo.
Oh my God.
Because I know Diablo, and now some of you guys may be like, video games, what? But Diablo 3 is coming out, and it's reminding me of my glory days of playing Diablo 2 all summer.
There is nothing to describe your days of playing Diablo other than glory, because that is...
Because it was the only game to play back then.
It's the least embarrassing word I can think of.
It wasn't a sad obsession, that's for sure.
No, absolutely not.
But yeah, it was like a thing. I feel like now the new one's coming out, it's not going to be the same at all. Because I'm not on a LAN with my dorm buddies anymore.
That's true. I mean, there's quite an experience being in like locked in a small room with sweaty nerds and just swearing and...
First 26 years kissing, of my life.
Kissing and...
And then hugging. Next. Right. After that, I just...
What? That's, the, that's the name of this podcast. Actually, I think being locked in a room with sweaty nerds.
If we had two more laptops and a game running, I'm pretty sure this would be a LAN party right about now. We have Skype going right now.
That's true.
I don't know. I've never played any of the Diablo games.
Really?
I feel kind of left out.
Shame on you.
I played Phantasy Star Online once.
Oh, hell yeah. Which is, fucking... Oh. Ah!
We high fived if you couldn't hear that.
I hurt my hand. I fell down the subways and hurt my hand yesterday.
I never played
that's
Fantasy
right.
Star.
Yeah, Blake's wrist is injured from falling down on the subway.
My girlfriend beats me. It's true.
Now I've never played Fantasy Star. I don't know what it is. Do you?
It's
like,
basically. Like,
is it like? Do you set
can
roster?
We hit pause for a second? Fantasy Star is a piece of shit. I think we can both agree.
Yeah, well, I agree.
Do you like set up a roster of your favorite celebrities? So it's like Fantasy Star, like Fantasy Football.
No, yeah. It's spelled with a PH because it's European.
It's Fantasy.
So it's all Star? It's all your favorite celebrities, but if their name starts with F, you change it to PH, and you have to check the PH balance.
Fantasy Star Online was basically console-based Diablo. Basically, it was the same way Diablo 2 was. You had four players. You'd go into zones. You'd kill the things. There's usually a boss at the end.
Now, I'm assuming Diablo was like this, but like sometimes like the boss would drop like a rare weapon.
Yeah.
And then everyone would just fucking run for it.
They
janked it from Diablo 2, I'm sure. But Diablo 2 was such a seminal game.
Yeah, like
time.
Diablo 2.
Who didn't steal that?
Diablo 2 is such a template for dungeon crawlers. Like you can knock things for copying it, but it's just like, well, it's not like you're gonna dethrone it or anything like that.
Yeah.
Diablo 2 is on top.
Well, Diablo 3, it comes out tonight, guys.
There goes my life entirely.
No one's gonna be at work tomorrow.
I've got a doctor's appointment tomorrow, so.
Sure you do.
Yeah.
With Doc Ock.
I have with Dr. Socrates.
Doc Sock.
Hooked on Zoc.
Oh, that's right. You're talking about your actual
Doc Zoc.
His name
Zoc
is Socrates?
He's Dr. Socrates. I booked Doc Sock on ZocDoc.com.
You just love puns. You don't like being treated by professionals.
No, we just go in there. We just exchange
you
puns.
Just got like 1-star ratings. It's like ooh,
Doc Zoc.
Yeah, we go in there and I say, hey doctor, I'm feeling a little hoarse. He says, well, maybe you should stop being a brony.
Blow down, down.
See, this is the perfect time to have the little Matlock outro.
I know. I need to map a button with the Matlock outro to it. Anyway, well, what were we talking about?
Diablo 3.
Oh, that's right.
Well, Diablo 3 is great. But you know what? I like turning back the clock for some classic games. How about SimCity 2000? SimCity 2000.
Now, just as a preface, you guys both said you love this game so much. You want me to get the intro music to the game.
We could sing it for you.
Instead of getting the intro music, can I just get the recording of you guys doing it right now and do a dubstep mix? Okay, I'll never do that. No, never. That'll never happen.
Just delete that from the show.
But what is it about this music you guys like so much?
It's catchy as hell. Are you kidding me? SimCity.mid? Come on. SimCity 2000.
I played a lot of SimCity back
then. It was like GeoCities page.
Once I hear it, I'll probably remember it.
You know, it's
was that the one that had the eyeball monster
yes,
on it?
Yes, yeah, that's
I remember
one.
That.
That's the one.
I remember we used to have that in my middle school, and I got detention for yelling at someone because they didn't know how to play.
I used to play that. No, funny story. I played that in middle school, and I think I was the first incident of cyberbullying because while I was trying to play SimCity 2000, like I would save it, and I would come back, and like people would delete it on purpose just to fuck with me.
Oh, no.
And it made me so upset.
See, I brought my own floppy disk because I would play it at home and then bring it to school and play it.
No wonder you were freaking, your parents had you in gymnastics. You're bringing your own floppy to school.
You're a mess. Christ.
But I remember we're talking about old internet stuff. I remember what were you guys? Because you guys remember when Steam launched back in the day?
What do you mean back in the day? What was that 2004?
Mm-mm. I think it was. Yeah, 03.
It was the launch of Half-Life
2. Mm-mm, it was before that because I remember I got it when
you guys call me nerd.
Is it when Counter... Shut up.
You guys are already the release date of
Steam.
Shut up!
Oh, yeah, that's right. Counter-Strike.
Counter-Strike, whatever the newest Counter-Strike, that was the first thing. Source, yeah. No, it wasn't Source, I don't think.
Yeah, it was Counter-Strike Source is still the newest Counter-Strike. CSGO is in beta.
No, but I mean, it was like, whatever the newest Counter-Strike, that was the first product they offered.
Okay, who cares?
Yeah,
who
cares? Point being, my Steam screen name, still to this day, because you can't change your Steam screen name, maniacmac007@hotmail.com.
My Steam screen name is still my original email address I made in middle school is cheater9000@hotmail.com. It doesn't even exist anymore.
Cheater9000. What was that for? What was your thought? At least mine's like 007 themed. Goldeneye.
I don't know. I really don't know. I think I just like.
He was the most advanced model of all the cheaters.
I think I just really like the cheat code websites where you can look up all the codes.
Cheater9000. Oh, yeah. That'll give me a lot of street cred. E-cred.
Now, Ken, speaking of cheating.
No. Now, what were you? Whoa. What were you, Matt?
Oh, my Steam name's Cheese God.
Has it always been like since you were like 10 or whatever?
Well, sorry. My email address tied to my Xbox account. I can't figure out how to change it. Is my first email address, which is moondog025@hotmail.com.
And again, it's like, what was the thought process when you're like, yeah, moon, I like that.
Dog.
I like a dog on the moon.
I like moons. I like dogs. I like the number 25. Oh, it's taken. I like the number 025.
Is your birthday on the 25th of some month?
I gotta wonder how many iterations are there of like Soccer Kyle or Kyle Soccer?
Soccer Kyle. Like
Soccer Kyle like 1987 or Soccer Kyle. Yeah, there's probably 92.
Kyle is the name of someone that plays a lot of soccer. It seems.
In my experience, that is true.
Right? No, it's true. Like Kyle and Kevin, Soccer Kevin. And
Kyle's play soccer.
Yeah, that's true.
Growing up, I knew one Kyle. No, I knew two Kyles, and they both played soccer.
Exactly. Kyles have to play soccer.
Yeah, it all makes sense now.
All right, it's all coming together. So, Ken, what have you got for us? Or Matt, you got anything?
Well, Ken, you were talking about being a cheater. let's talk about the
Game
Shark.
Let's talk about your fidelity.
Yeah, let's talk about your fidelity.
Well,
your bank account.
Well, I use a Game Shark to cheat on my girlfriend.
Oh man, Game Shark.
Game Shark.
I don't know. Did you have a Game Shark? I don't know how the hell that worked. It seemed like space technology at the time.
I remember at my friend's house, he had the Game Genie.
Yeah,
Game Genie cursor.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
We used to put in the codes for Super Mario World, and I remember.
One of
the codes had the word "dad" in it.
It was all hexadecimal, wasn't it? So
yeah. It seems like how to nerd out here, big guys. It seems like that it probably just looked for number values in the game and then changed them.
It was actually reading the game's RAM. So it was like looking at the memory and seeing like because like values like your current score or like that was all stored in RAM. So what it would do, it would just interrupt the flow, be like, okay, well this is what it says in RAM, but we're gonna put this value in it instead. Huh. That's how it works.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah, but the fun
how
thing
are you
was,
a bigger you know, nerd than I am? That's you know just shocking.
Yeah. You know what I noticed though? Like it seems that every single game has a super jump code where you can just jump as high as possible and just never come down.
Yeah.
I wish
Oh, and I remember you would look in Game Genie for the new codes because you only got the one book with it, and then you had to look like Game Pro or something.
But like, why don't you can't do that anymore? Like, you can have like hack your Xbox, I guess, but that like makes you banned from Xbox Live and like. But like, it would be so awesome to bring the Super Jump codes back, just so you could jump over the entire.
I feel like world. Put them in games that they don't belong in.
Because
like,
I was like,
Peggle.
Because like, these things, like, I mean, like. These Game Genies all came out. I feel like it came out in an era of video games where they're like not professional yet. But I mean, like, yeah, they were professional.
Sure,
but
they
like,
were professional. But what are you talking about?
But you know, like everything. It seems like everything with games.
Yeah, you're saying it wasn't locked down.
It was really locked down now. Like, you can't do shit with the games now. But back then, you could really fuck with them.
Sure.
Yeah. That was a pretty good era. That was the Wild West of games, such as Wild West 64, for starring Will Smith. Did that
what? Did you just say that out loud?
Are you thinking of the movie Wild Wild West?
Has anybody seen that movie recently?
No.
Okay.
I saw it back in the theater.
I thought it was good, right? I was like,
Wild West. When I was like 12 and saw it in the theater,
that's
cool.
A giant metal spider.
That's the same experience I had. I watched it recently. It is the most horrible fucking movie. You can, like, the one-liners are just mind-bogglingly horrible. It's really, you should watch it. Just, you want to fucking stab yourself by the end.
Is it like the same thing as your stand-up show? Like, no, terrible?
No, I'm so sensitive.
Oh, man.
Weep. All right.
That's not cool. But Ken.
What's up?
Speaking of games.
Yeah.
And Blake, you too, maybe.
Weeping.
Do you remember game shows on television?
Oh, man. Game shows on television?
Nope.
The mid-90s game shows?
What was your favorite one, Ken?
Probably, well, okay, I've had a lot of good ones, not the one you're thinking of. My favorite one growing up was probably Price is Right. I think it's a lot of people.
I love The Price is Right.
Because Price is Right was
Price
great.
Is Right
came,
is
on,
great.
Came on when you were sick, 11 o'clock in the morning. And it was
10
like,
o'clock central.
Well, okay, that's right. Yeah, you were, but you know, everyone was supposed to be at school that. But,
right.
Yeah.
You always felt bad. It's like, I remember being sick and watching Price is Right and playing Doom. And I just, I was so bad.
That pretty much describes every day I take off from work now, too.
I don't know what it was about The Price is Right. I think it's just because everyone was just so happy. Like, I mean, people
it's
lost.
It's the happiest show.
It is. Everyone's just extremely happy about
what. Like, even when they lose, they're just so happy to meet Bob Barker.
They just go up and hug Bob Barker. I wanted to hug Bob Barker until later I realized he was like this like sexual predator and like all this other stuff.
He's not
people
sexual.
Claim
I
that.
I don't believe
I've
that.
I've heard allegations, but you know what? I feel like if you're over 60, you get a pass, right? Yeah. You know, my favorite show was Pressure Luck. Do you guys remember that show?
Oh, that was my favorite. I love that shit.
What'd you say again? What was it?
Pressure Luck, where they went around with the whammies.
Big money, big money, no whammies. Stop.
Bear. Oh my gosh.
You want a VCR.
What was that one where it was like, I think this was in the 70s, so like it wasn't, yeah, I just remember seeing reruns. It was one where it was like, you could pick what's behind door number one, door number two.
Oh,
like,
let's make a deal.
Let's make a deal. And like the crappy prize was a donkey or
something. It was like a goat.
Did they take the donkey or go home?
I'm assuming no, but I kind of wish they did.
I like to think they took the donkey.
What if somebody...
They're like, fuck, now I gotta take care
of
this.
I remember one time they got a goose and they were like, bruh, bruh, you got a goose. You want to trade it for this prize? And they traded it for whatever the other prize. And they were like, oh, look, the goose had $1,000 under it. And I was like, who would have ever kept the goose? No one would have done that.
Look, this goose is genetically engineered to lay gold. Nobody believed in that.
What was the guy who hosted that?
Was it Pat Sajak? Or
no, it was not Pat Sajak.
No, I can't.
Know
he was only
Pat
on.
Sajak
oh,
is
oh man.
Fortune.
Do you guys remember that guy who was on the show where it's like Survey Says? What's that show?
Family Feud.
Family Feud.
Who was the one who hung himself?
Richard Dawson.
He was awesome.
Oh, my God. Richard Dawson is a sexual predator.
Oh, he is, though. Yeah, there's no denying that.
Yeah.
I will defend Bob Barker, but Richard Dawson, man.
he was a sly fox.
Yeah.
Like, I wish in my, like, I don't know, he was maybe 50 when he was doing that show. I wish when I was that age, I'm nearly as much of a predator as that guy looked like.
Pretty sure Family Feud was not only the title of the show, but what happened after the show, after like the husband and wife got an argument about his behavior.
Oh, man.
Probably all the families on that show spawned from Richard Dawson at some point.
Okay, let's bring it back forward, though. Let's go back to, you know, shows that were filmed around our time. How about Supermarket Sweep?
I was going
to
bring that up. I love Supermarket Sweep.
Supermarket Sweep.
There's nothing about Supermarket Sweep I don't like, except for the fact... because when I was a kid, I thought you got to keep all the food. And I was like, man, I don't care if I win the money. I just want like, I would just go down the candy aisle. Yeah. I come home with like two shopping carts full of ham.
I want all those Dunkaroos.
A big inflatable thing of green giant peas.
Yeah, I remember the meat aisle was always stop number one for everybody.
Yeah, because the frozen turkeys were the most expensive.
Yeah.
And I was like, go for the pudding. What are you doing?
Do you guys remember
get all the Dunkaroos?
You guys remember on Nickelodeon they had like some like Toys R Us version of it?
The toy run thing.
Oh, yeah,
I forgot.
It was like KB Toys. God.
I don't care. They're the same thing.
No, they're not.
Well, I mean, like, but corporately, they're the same thing.
Whatever.
In our childhood, they were not. But man, oh God, I wish that was me as a kid. I want to go back in time just so I can put myself in that show.
I would just go straight for the Nintendos.
Oh, definitely. All Nintendo. But they're behind the lock things. Like,
yeah, I remember the glass. They just had the slips.
Yeah, they had the slips back then.
Oh, you did have the slips, but like, did they put out the games just for the run? Like, for like the shopping?
I think you could just grab the slips.
I remember the kids grabbing the slips they were off the show. Slips.
Yeah. I would just have a shopping cart full of slips. Yeah.
Man, now we need to YouTube. Like, maybe if we find something, we'll put it in the show notes of kids grabbing slips at Toys R Us.
He's not talking about the slips for the games. He's talking about like putting on like a nightgown or a slip. Yeah.
Now this makes it even weirder because we know a gentleman that identifies himself as Slip. So when I said kids grabbing slip, I was like, whoa wait.
If only.
But yeah,
one of the most appealing things about Supermarket Sweep was the fact that whenever you went in the supermarket, it felt like you were playing the game.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, whatever. It seemed like that was such a genius show. How could it have
great,
gone off
like,
the air?
Who can relate to shopping in the supermarket? Every single fucking human
being.
It's
the most American game show.
I'm Amish, so
whatever.
If you didn't like that show,
television,
you're not American.
Secretly in a ditch.
I don't think it was that secretly. Yeah,
how could you be secretly in a ditch?
It was bicycle powered television.
I really just think that's what the South is like.
Ditches and bicycle power.
Ridges and ditches.
Oh.
Look, to be back home. But what about that other show that was on after Supermarket Sweep?
Oh, Shop Till You Drop.
Shop Till You Drop.
Shop Till You Drop.
Oh, that was the one that was the mall.
Yeah.
Right? It was the mall.
I
didn't like that one as much, but you know, it was always on like right after and you're like, I don't know.
It was a really weird looking mall too.
Yeah.
Like it didn't look like
it was like
two
floors and they all had like weird stores.
Yeah. And it was just like, there were no walls. Yeah,
and each store had one product and it was in a box.
Yeah, not to get back to summer and get off topic, but I remember like after I would go to the pool, I'd always come home and watch game shows on TV.
I think like Supermarket Sweep was on at like 4:30.
Yeah, it was after the sitter took you to the pool or something. Yeah. That's when you got to watch Supermarket Sweep.
Oh man. And you know, whenever you hear the beep, boop, boop.
Still hear the beep in my dream. One day I'll go to a grocery store and just grab everything I want.
Think of all the horrors you see on Supermarket Sweep.
What else we got to talk about, guys?
Somebody who was on Supermarket
Sweep.
Yeah,
I know someone that was on Supermarket Sweep. Someone that...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Someone that I work with.
And he kept the sweater, I think.
He kept... Well, I don't
know. Oh, he's got the Supermarket Sweep sweater?
I don't know if he kept the sweater. It's a sweatshirt, and it's awesome.
Oh, my God.
But he has the video of him on it, and I'm just so jealous. He didn't do the running, though. He was the guy waiting at the register. His friend did the running.
That's got to be the worst thing. You make it all the way to the end of Supermarket Sweep, and you got to stand by the fucking registers.
Yeah. No, what's even worse is like if you're like in last place and you only get like 30 seconds to run through the store.
That's true, because there was like the time penalty. I forgot about that.
You're like, man, I get to live my dreams, but only for 30 seconds.
You know, the most expensive things to grab on there was turkeys and like painkillers.
Yeah, I remember they hit up the medicine aisle too. That was the second stop.
They should have like mixed that show with Legend of the Hidden Temple. So like randomly,
oh my God,
people would just jump out from behind the cans and grab
I'm still terrified of being raped by temple guards. Like, That's still in my mind. Like, I can't go outdoors.
The one thing I fucking hated about Legends of the Hidden Temple, nobody could get the fucking silver monkey right. They can never put it together right.
It was weird shaped.
What do you mean weird shaped? It was three pieces. It's an obvious
order. You forget you're 12 years old. There's 1,000 kids screaming. Everybody's losing their shit.
I
would just start with, if they're like, on your mark, say go. I would just start weeping in the floor.
Yeah, see, the thing is, like, I say I could put together the silver monkey, but I probably wouldn't have made it to the final round. You know, I got to beat, like, the red parrots and the blue barracudas.
Oh, you got to do, like, all those other things. Like, too, wasn't there, like, a bicycle? Like not like a bicycle, it was, like, a combination bicycle.
Oh, yeah.
I would just jump into the first room with, like, the foam rocks and get stuck. And I'd be all like, hey, help. They'd have to, like, open
it up.
You
know, that had to have happened at least a few times. Sure, like, just kids trapped.
The temple guards.
There's probably some kids still in there, you know. No runs over the studio in like 10 guys, years, it's pitch black.
Do you guys remember
those? He's lost his eyesight because he doesn't need it anymore.
Do you guys remember when they put the, they had the Nickelodeon time capsule?
Yeah,
They dug it up. They dug it up.
Because I read that news story, they dug it up. This is when I was doing a radio show back in the day, but they have it in like, there's some Nickelodeon museum now, and it's still going to get opened in like 12 years, and I cannot wait for that day. They're like, original Game Boy is hot. Also, airbrush art.
Yeah, wait, what was in there? I know there's a Game Boy.
Gak, for sure. All of Nickelodeon.
Mark Summers
is in there.
His first layer of skin that he shed.
You know, Mark Summers is a huge like clean freak, germaphobe.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, that was
him and Howie Mandel, I think, are like that.
Howie Mandel. Yeah. He shaved his head, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's a skinhead.
Because he can't
stand
hair germs.
No, he's just a skinhead.
I've heard he's had.
Isn't he the one that did Bobby's World?
He did. He was.
Oh yeah, man. God, this just turned into the 90s. Yeah. We've got to get off this topic.
We got to rename this podcast. And then, like, remember that time? Remember that show?
It's just called Remember the 90s and like the 98 point font.
Do you guys remember that Legends of the Hidden Temple episode they only aired once where they did a blood sacrifice in front of Olmec?
Ah, the 90s. Well, what else we got to hear? We're getting close to the end of our show, gentlemen.
Explains it all where she explained 9/11.
Now, how is your Pete and Pete did 9/11 blog coming along?
I haven't updated it at all. So yeah, it's coming along great.
I want more facts. You need to get us some more facts.
I'm going to look for some. I've only watched like the first two episodes recently, so I got to watch more, you know, and look.
All right.
Look for more facts about 9/11.
Speaking about 9/11, and past dates that have happened. Do you guys, end of the year, elementary school, did you guys get yearbooks? Have all your other friends sign them? Did you have that?
Not in elementary school.
Yeah, no, not in elementary.
Sorry, not
like,
elementary. Like middle.
We did it in middle school. I think high school was.
I don't really remember that.
No, we actually had.
Maybe a little bit in middle school. I think I vaguely remember that.
I definitely had them in like fourth or fifth grade, and it was just like, "Hey, have a cool summer."
Yeah, yeah. It was all just like, "I'll see you next summer, or probably over the summer, because we live in the same town, and it's really small."
I wish I could go back in time and have written in everybody's books like, "You'll probably not amount to much." Then it's true.
When I was in high school, in everyone's yearbooks, I wrote, "Good luck in the future." And if I ever go back in time, good luck in the past.
So clever.
So clever.
And then you put your sunglasses on.
Yeah.
I remember when, like...
And then the principal's like, you're not graduating, Matt.
Oh, man. I love the past, but let's talk about the future.
All right. Can we talk about the eventual death of Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Still likes the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
I cannot wait till every single member of that band dies. And
why are there still people
now
listening
what,
to them?
What is their big song? I'm not super familiar. Like,
One about California. You know, the one where they sing about California or someplace in California. Hey, one. You know, they sing it. It's every single fucking song they ever made.
Are they the ones that do the song where it's like California?
Yeah. It's that one. Yeah. Who listened? No, I recently.
It was better than ska.
I had a friend that was like, "Oh, I'm going to a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert." With my boyfriend, and then she was like, and then we're going the next day.
Oh,
too.
I thought you were talking about Taylor.
No, not Taylor, but okay. I'm sure he probably
Taylor's
did.
Taylor's just a guy.
Why would you go 2 days in a row to a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert? Isn't the first enough?
Maybe she's a masochist.
She could be.
Well, now let me ask you guys this question. Like, what was the age in your mind that people started having boyfriends and girlfriends? Around what age did that happen?
Like actual real ones or like the...
Well, okay, you're in first and second grade and it's all made up teehee.
Yeah, it's all
bullshit.
Made up.
But
yeah.
Like for real, what was
for
the age?
For real, I'd say probably high school, like 14. That's around one and a half.
In high school at 14.
13?
Are you?
14.
Oh, yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
It's 14 through.
Well,
I was never a child,
so Blake,
I had to look these figures up.
My birthday is in the summer, so like it was always.
Oh
like,
yeah. Now wait, yeah. Which side of the summer were you?
I was right in the fucking middle.
No,
of the
I
summer.
Mean, but were you late for your class or early for your class? So like, were you?
I see 15? The cutoff date. Yeah.
Yeah. Were you 15 and everybody else was 14?
Oh no.
Was everybody else 15? You were 14.
I was always
young.
Young.
Compared to your classmates.
No, I don't think I was young.
I was always the youngest in my class.
I don't know.
There's a real cutoff
when
date.
When I graduated high school, I was 17 years old. Were you guys 17?
I was 17.
Yeah, so like I think mine was just you know, normal. Like, I don't think there was some weird cutoff thing with
me. Isn't that weird to think about, though? Like, if you think back of the people that you know, particularly, like, your high school life, it's like, man, that, like, shaped me dramatically who I am as a person. It's like, oh, had I been born 3 months earlier, I wouldn't know any of these people.
Yeah,
probably.
Exactly. Totally different friends. Yeah.
And Blake, just want to go back for a second. I noticed when we were all talking about when we graduated high school, you never didn't say when. You did.
1672. I was in college for 100 and more than 100 years.
I don't think any colleges existed back then.
I was in college beyond, for a long time. College is fun.
Anything beyond arithmetic. Actually,
are you? I guess I don't even know. Are you guys both college graduates?
Yes, I'm. I have a master's degree.
If you don't mind my asking, in what, sir?
It's in genital surgery.
Do you guys want to see an example of his work? Go check out my Facebook page.
www.goatsea.info.
Seriously,
no, really though, I have a master's in elementary ed.
Man, and not to give away where you work, but it doesn't seem like the same field you're working in now.
Well, it does feel like I'm working with like a 6-year-old right now. So.
Wow, that's 60-year-old.
Like I'm
Richard Dawson, here I come.
I'm certified to teach grades 1-6.
I don't know, but isn't it fun? Isn't college fun? Right.
I went to community college.
Did you like the whole?
Was it?
I only got my associate's degree.
Was this a college like founded by the community, or are you just talking about a college where you went to where you watched Community?
Community came out after I graduated community college.
So it's about your life then. The show Community.
Yeah. No, I could really relate with all the characters.
I've never seen the same.
Community
episode.
College was boring. You know, I drove there and went to class and drove home. Like,
it seems weird to kids now to be like, I think you should go to college, even though when I was in college I hated it so much.
No, and I think too many people are being forced into college.
Yeah,
like they don't, not everybody needs,
because God knows there's not jobs at the other end of that, guys. Newsflash.
No. Guess what?
Hey, if you're listening to this and you're 15 years old, just start. Yeah. Drop out, start drinking, like you're done. All right.
Yeah. Learn banjo.
If you're listening to this and you're 15 years old, stop listening to podcasts and do something with your life before it's
right?
too late.
Go bang girls. That's what I'm saying, guys.
Yeah, go bang that metal sheet with the word girls and print it up with a hammer. And tell everyone you're a sex haver.
All right, we're almost at an hour here, guys. We got anything else to add to this show before we wrap it up?
I've got nothing else to
add.
I think
we covered all our topics here.
I think this was a pretty satisfying show.
Well, before we get to
right. We have
Before we get to the end, we have a little, is it a treat? I wanted to say treat. I don't think it's a treat.
It's a treat. It's a trick.
But if you guys want to send us any feedback or your thoughts on the show, you can email us at feedback@bighotshow.com, or you can call the listener line at 845-BATTLE, BATTLE 9. That's 845-BATTLE 9.
You have to fight someone.
And I'm going to play the voicemails we have for this week. We didn't get any emails because I think I forgot to say it on the last show, but we do have two voicemails, and I'm just...
So what's the email address? Did you say it already?
It says it's feedback@bighotshow.com.
Okay.
We're also on Twitter at Big Hot Show. You can go on the website.
Big Hot Show with a W at the end or no?
All roads lead to Rome. You'll find it.
Well, if you're listening to this, you probably...
God knows I had to pay for fucking 4 URLs for that. What a fucking stupid idea.
Well, you could have picked an easier fucking name
with your... Well, Big and Hot are 2 letters or 3 letters. I can't count. Anyway, here's our first voicemail from last week.
Yo, turd.
What the hell was that?
Hopefully you have something more interesting to say than that, but it's 845-BATTLE-9. Our next voicemail. Why are we even playing these?
I don't know.
Our next voicemail.
Let's not play the next one.
No, I feel like they called. We have to. We're required by law.
All right.
Yeah, it's still going, guys. I don't even know. It's just, all right, I guess if you want to leave this unintelligible screaming, 845-BATTLE-9.
Please, I encourage unintelligible screaming.
If you're a European caller, you have to dial 1 first for international business, 1-845-BATTLE-9. That's it. Call us on the voicemail.
If you're a gentleman caller, just call Blake.
And if you're a lady caller, don't call. We're afraid of girls.
Speaking of how to find each of us, what Ken? What's your business?
My business address? It's
business at ken.com.
No, I mean, you could find me on Twitter at a huge nine, AHUJ9.
All right.
And you could find me on Twitter at cheesegod69.
I'm at
the
Blake.
Most classiest of Twitter usernames.
Oh, and you've don't forget your Pete and Pete blog.
Also, follow my my blog. I have cheesegod69.tumblr.com. Also, peteandpete.911.tumblr.com.
Oh, yeah, you can follow my whiskey blog.
Whiskey blog, too. What is it?
Oak and Grain, like oak tree and grain alcohol. Oakandgrain.tumblr.com.
If you guys want to set up blogs on bighotshow.com, I won't go through the effort of setting that up.
I don't want to be associated with the show beyond my voice.
I know. Yeah. Also, if you want to check me out, I'm Blake Buck, blakebuck.com. It's got all the shit there. I feel like that's it.
Yeah.
So thanks for tuning in. From all of us here at the Big Hot Show, I'm Blake Buck.
I'm Ken.
And I'm Matt.
And we'll see you guys next week.